We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Achabunush and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Masos Paragimel, Mishnah Zayin. We continue our discussion of the fact that a house is kovei alamaser and a chatzer, because it's similar to a house, is kovei alamasros. And we're going to have other examples of what's considered a house, what's considered a chatzer. Midoraisa, when we speak about a house, we're talking about something where people have a permanent residence, and a chatzer would fall into that category as well. Although doesn't it technically have to be a house? We've discussed the store, a chanus, also has the status of a house because people spend a lot of their day there. Because they have their business there. So the Mishnah gives other examples as well. We'll see whether there's a chiyuv or not with respect to this halacha of re'ias penei habayis. Says the Mishnah, hatsrifin, which are huts, v'habur ganim, which are sheds, v'ha'il katios, which are summer huts, turin, are exempt. What does it mean? So we'll discuss each one. We have these in other areas of halacha when we're speaking about sukkah, when we're speaking about the chiyuv of mezuzah. So a tzrif is a structure made of branches and reeds that does not have a roof. But the roof, it doesn't have an official roof, but it's like a teepee. The walls meet at the top. A burganin is where people would store produce in the field. So although that may not be a permanent residence, nonetheless, people would stay there for a long period of time. Some, it's also a place where a person who's a guard, guarding the produce would sleep. So that would certainly make it more of a type of residence. And ilkotios are huts that are made for shade, in the middle of the sun, in the middle of the summer. And they have a roof, which is just a roof held up by four poles, and that's it. So the Mishnah says that all of these cases are their putter, which means that there is no chiyuv to separate masros if the produce is brought into any one of these areas, because they aren't necessarily considered a permanent type of residence. Even though, yes, they do spend some time there, the people who are there, but it's not considered a house where we would have the halach of riyas p'nei abayis and a chiv to separate masros before continuing to eat an achilas aroi. Mishnah continues, sukas ginosar. Ginosar is actually the Aramaic translation of Kinneret, of the Yam Kinneret. Sukkas Ginosar refers to a sukkah hut that was a booth that was made in that very fertile area around the Kinneret. And people would stay there. They have their gardens and orchards in that area, and they'd have a shack in order to live there during the harvest time. So that Sukkas Ginosar, says Mishnah, afal pishta yesh bo rechayim v'tarnegolim ptura. Even if you have a millstone in there, or you have chickens in there, it's still exempt and not considered a house with respect to halacha of separating masros. Since it's temporary, only used during the harvest season. So here the chiddush of the Mishnah is like this. Now, all of these cases in the Mishnah don't qualify as a residence for the purposes of separating masros. So it's interesting how the Mishnah separates Sukkas Ginosar from the others. And the reason the Mefarshim explain is because in the other cases, I would have said like this, Ginosar huts are in a different category, than the others, in the sense that it's even more flimsy than the others, even more temporary. So one would have thought, oh, if I bring in a millstone or a tarnagolem in there, it would be, maybe that would give it a chiyuv. So the Mishnah says, no, even if you bring those in there, it would be putter. However, when it comes to the others, so it's possible that if I would bring in a mill or chickens, so that there would be an obligation, says the Teferis Yisrael, if I would bring them to that, would give it more of a permanent residence, as opposed to the Sukkas Ginosar, which is so temporary that even a mill or chickens would not turn it into a residence. Sukkas Hayotrim, the Mishnah continues, a potter's hut, people who will make pottery. So here they would have two sukkot, really. There's a pnimis and the chitzona. So ha-pnimis chayeves, the inner one, which is where the potter would actually live. The inner room was his dwelling. And besides storing what he had, the outer one is where he would sell. So that would be the store where he would sell. So the Mishnah here says that the inner one where he would sleep for a while, so that's a chayiv. That's considered a house. That's considered a chatzer for the purposes of a chiyuv of maastros, where you can no longer eat an achilas arai once the produce is brought in there. But the outer one, no. The outer one does not qualify as a house. That's where he's just buying and selling and doesn't spend a lot of time there, even more than the chanus. Let's say the stores we've spoken about in the past, where that was the only place the store owner had, so he would spend a significant amount of time there. Here, the yotzer, the one who makes pots, would only, earthenware pottery, would only spend a little bit of time in the outer one, and therefore that doesn't have a chiyuv of masos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol she'eino diras hachama v'diras hageshamim petura. So Rabbi Yossi says, he disagrees with the Tanakhama. He believes that when it comes to that, the Tanakhama who said that the inner room of the hut of the potters has a chiyuv, says, Rabbi Yossi will say not true. He said, how do I define something as a residence? Only when it's fit for a year-round residence. So that since the potters didn't live in the huts during the winter, during the rainy season, so says Rabbi Yossi, that's not considered a deer, that's not considered a house for the purposes of Rias Pnei Abayis. So that's what he says. Kol she'ina diras hachama v'diras hagsham. It has to be a place where they live there also in the winter, and if not, then it's going to be potter. Interesting question. When we speak about the outer room, and according to the Tanakhama, where the Tanakhama says the outer room of the Sukkah Sayotrim, he said is not Chayev. Why is not Chayev? Because it doesn't serve as a residence. We've learned in the previous Mishnayos, we spoke about a shar, a gatehouse of a courtyard. We said, well, that shar, the base shar, actually obligates the produce in Masros. No loan could eat achilas arai, even though it's the gateway to the chutzir. So why should the chitzona, the outer area of the sukkah sayotrim, not qualify as a place of residence if a gateway to a chutzir does? So the answer the Mefarshim say is as follows. They're based on the Gemara and Sukkah and Daf Chesamid base. The Gemara says that it's based on another Erev Halacha. And that is a brisa that says that the outer room of a sukkah sayotim doesn't require mezuzah because it's not a residence. Now, what is a gatehouse, a beis shar, an antechamber actually is chayav in a mezuzah. So the difference is that the gatehouse of a real residence requires a mezuzah, at least to midrabanan, because the area, because the place where we're speaking about, the residence, the house, the chatzer, is of great significance, and therefore the gateway to that area also has significance. But since the potter's hut is where he's inside, even the pnimis is not considered, it's a residence enough for the halacha of mezuzah, it's a residence enough for a halacha of separating maestros, but to now give the status of the outer room also a place of a gateway to a place of residence, that much we're not going to do. Mishnah concludes, Sukkas hachag bechag, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev v'chachamim potrin. Talking about sukkas, so a sukkah we know is a residence only for 7 days. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah is considered a permanent residence for sukkas. He considers a sukkah a diras keva, and because of that, there is actually a chiyuv according to him to affix a mezuzah onto the sukkah. We don't paskin Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, the same halacha applies here. If you have to put up a mezuzah on a sukkah, even though it's only for 7 days, then the sukkah during the days of sukkahs would be considered a permanent residence for the purposes of a chiyuv of maestros only during that time. The chachamim pot and the chachamim say no. The same way you don't need a mezuzah on a sukkah, the chachamim say the sukkah during sukkahs would be exempt. It's a complete, it's a temporary residence for 7 days, and therefore there is no, it's a diras aroi, and therefore there's no chiyuv of maestros when the produce enters into the sukkah during the days of sukkahs, and certainly when it's not sukkahs, unless it's something that's there that's going to be permanent. Br in Paragimo Mishnah Ches Te'ena Shi Omedes Bechatzer. So here we have a fig tree. It's in a courtyard. Now the courtyard is defined as we've said many times, as a place where the Chiyuv of Masros kicks in. But the question is, what about the Te'ena? So the Mishnah says, Ochel achas achas upater. A person is permitted to take one fig at a time and eat it. We've had this idea many times. And is exempt from separating masters. He can eat an achilas arai. Once lovim tseraf, once he picks a second one, now it's a collection, it's a pile. We've mentioned this many times. Then chayav, he has to separate masters before he eats them. Because then the chiyuv of masters sets in. Rabbi Shimon Omer, achas bimino, va'achas bismolo, va'achas bifiv. Rabbi Shimon says, it's possible for a person to pick up three figs at a time, and it would not be considered a pile. Now, the Tanakhama says that even two is considered a pile, is considered a collection, where the Chiyuv Maaser sets in. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, now I can show you where even three would not require you to separate Maasers. How so? Pick one with your mouth, and one with each hand. If you do it in such a way, that's not like a little collection that you have, but you're picking them, teeth them straight off the tree. It's just convenient. You have one in one hand, one in the other hand, and one in your mouth. So if you do so, then it is considered as if you're doing them one at a time, and that would be acceptable, no chiyuv of masos. Olo la rosha, if you go, let's say a person climbs to the top of the fig tree, memale chekov ochel, then he's able to fill his whole lap with figs and eat them, and doesn't have to separate masos from the climbs to the top, so he can pick as many as he wants and eat them as an achilas arai, as long as he doesn't bring them down to the chatzer. Why is that so? So here, you're not bringing them down into the chatzer. You're up on the tree, so the tree is a separate domain from the chatzers. As long as they remain on the tree, you can pick as many as you like, and there's no chiyuv of masters because it never entered into the chatzer. And we don't consider the te'ena, since it's a separate domain, we don't consider it that it's ancillary to the chatzer itself. So even if the figs are fully processed, not a problem to eat an achilas arai, as long as they're still on the tree. There is another explanation for why this is so, why the figs on top of the tree have no chiyuv of masos, is not that the tree is considered a separate reshus, but that the airspace, the avir hachatzer, doesn't extend beyond the walls of the chatzer. Now, there's a general rule in Hilchos Shabbos that that a reshus hayachid is ola ad l'rakia. Reshus harabim only goes up to 10 tfachim in the reshus harabim. But the domain of a reshus hayachid is ola ad l'rakia. But here what we're saying is that if I have walls in the courtyard, the Mishnah claims that if the tree is taller than the walls of the courtyard, and the figs are therefore not within the courtyard, the figs that are above that wall are not that it's a separate domain, but they're immediately not in the courtyard at all. Obviously, the figs that are beneath the level of the wall are included as part of the chatzer, and you wouldn't be able to, according to this position, wouldn't be able to eat an achilas arai without separating masos. Obviously, the other opinion says that's not true. The reshus hayachid, or the reshus of the chatzer, is ola ad l'rakia. And we therefore have to explain that it's the fact that the tree is a separate domain, which is why there is no chiyuv of masos when you're sitting on top of the tree and eating.